This podcast is brought to you by Plus One. Plus One is breaking down barriers and outdated taboos regarding sexual self-pleasure with their line of beautiful, high-performance and affordable sexual wellness devices and products. Plus One has already made major strides towards eliminating the stigma of sexual self-pleasure by making beautiful packaged sexual wellness products available at selected Dis-Chem pharmacies nationwide. Plus One devices are also available at selected intimate stores and click stores online. All products are manufactured with the highest quality body-safe silicone and are waterproof. Plus One devices have 10 vibration settings and come with a USB charging cable for ease of use. Please find at selected Dis-Chem stores or Clicks online store and follow them on Facebook at +1ZA, all written out, and Instagram +1_ZA. Thank you to Plus One for supporting and breaking the stigmas of sexual self-pleasure. This is what we need. Welcome to another episode of Open Wide Say with myself, Lekka Lawless. This is the podcast where we talk about all things sex, sex-related. We break taboos. We have deep conversations. We talk about the things we didn't learn about in schools or our parents didn't know how to, you know, bring it up, or that we're too shy to even talk about with our friends or our partners. So this is where you get your tea. Today, I am joined by someone that I'm very proud of calling a friend, an artist, a performer, a choreographer, a dancer, a magician, a mother, a mentor, a guru, the one, the only, Chezzy Martinez.
Thanks for having me, babes.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for being here and being open for the conversation.
Always.
For our listeners that don't know who the fuck you are, who are sleeping under some rock, can you tell them who you are and how you identify?
So I am a movement artist and a performance artist. I'm a shapeshifter. I am a healer. I am a modern day shaman. And my medicine is that of change and transformation. And I use my languages and expressions through the arts to administer that medicine and hold space for people to journey into the work of metamorphosis and transformation into better and better and better versions of themselves. Yeah.
I love that. Let's go from that. Okay. You know, I see you as a healer, and I think it's why I watched you from a distance more as like aspiration, and very much inspired. And when you were working with FKA Twigs, I like heard an interview of you on radio station, and then you came back. You were back in South Africa, and I was like, who is this? Then when I was around you, I was just like, oh, I just want to be around you. Even if we didn't have a conversation, yeah. I just wanted to see you and watch you and be in your circle and just be like, yeah, just around you.
Because yeah. As we say, like wanting to be in someone's auric field, because we all possess a electromagnetic field that expands far beyond our body. Mm-hmm. And that can fluctuate and expand and contract. And so generally when you, and this is with anybody, when you experience that thing of wanting to be around somebody and just be in this space, it's because your auric field is engaging with their auric field, and there's actually communication and transference that's happening energetically, and we call that subtle energies.
So I'm here for the subtle energies.
Honey,
I don't feel like your energy is very subtle. But your energy is yummy. It came to come and fetch me. But yes, I very much feel like you are a healer. I see that you are a healer. And I want to know, how did you get to that point of knowing about your energies and your healing capacity and how you can bring that out of people?
Ooh, that's a question, because it's been a journey. Let me first demystify the concept of being a healer. Mm. You know, now the archetype of healing and being a healer lives in every person. And any true healer understands that the work of healing and doing healing is just activating the healer within another person. So we have this miraculous and incredible vessel called our body that it was designed to be a self-healing, self-sustaining organism, right? So if we have the correct lifestyle and the correct practices to support that process of healing, we literally can live completely in our vitality, right? And reach near immortality. But anyway, we're not going to go there now.
Let's get deep. Not that deep.
So the journey into healing is called an initiation. And all native cultures, you know, from the Mesoamerican cultures to the Asiatic cultures to the Aboriginal cultures of the South Pacific and all over the world have this deep understanding. It was at the center of their civilization and their societies that those who were called onto the healing path became kind of the spiritual leaders of their tribes and their clans and their, you know, societies. A signature of that calling is crisis. Mm. Usually there's some huge shift, there's some huge crisis in your life that makes it nearly impossible for you to ignore that you are being called into something deeper. You know, you've been called into engaging with the unseen. And, you know, what has shifted over the last couple of hundreds of years as we've moved away from as we've moved into the Western era, you know, the Westernization of the world, we've moved away from this intrinsic connection to an understanding of the healing arts and why it needs to be at the center of society. And that's also why we're seeing the world be in such a state of collective dis-ease and illness and anxiety and stress because we are no longer understanding that it's so necessary to be in relationship to that healing. And how I got called onto my path was at 20 years old, my mother committed suicide. And I was, you know, I was very in this world. I was very driven by my ego. I wanted to be one of the best dancers on the planet and dance for Beyonce and do this and do that. And I was claiming all of these things of my life. And then I remember none of it was coming to pass. Mm. And I spoke to the universe and I said, listen, I'm ready to live my purpose. I'm ready to step onto my path and do all that I'm meant to do in this world, whatever that takes. Whatever you need to, I'm willing to make space, whatever that takes, I'm ready to go. And literally a month later, I came home and I'd found my mom who had committed suicide, which is but a transition. I speak on it because it's something that it's not... It's not something that I'm sad about. It's not something that's weighing heavy on my heart because that was my catalyst into my journey. Because a month after my mom's transition, I then stepped fully into my purpose and onto my path, which allowed me to marry all the interests that I had from sacred sexuality, my spiritual pursuits, my artistry, all started amalgamating into this one cohesive path that I then journeyed into.
I'm so in awe, just because there's a maturity in understanding why things happen and how they align. And I struggle with that myself, you know, I want everything and there's many assets of me that I always want. And when things do align in your life and you go wow, I'm getting paid to do these things and they all connect to each other.
Yeah.
There's it's just a divine, I don't know, coming together. You touch very lightly on, you know, your sacred sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go into that. I wanted to highlight the healer because I think that I often say to people, you know, our sexual power and our sexual energy is really healing for me.
100%.
You know? And I've had to to really heal a lot of sexual traumas in order to find sexual power.
Yeah.
And finding sexual power healed the sexual traumas.
Yeah.
And, you know, they played together. And what is it to you that is this sacred sexual energy or a sacred sexuality and sacred sensuality? Like, what is that? What the fuck is that?
So I just want to talk quickly on... I want to talk on sexuality and the energy of sexuality, and then I want to talk on power, and then we'll merge the two. So if we're talking about sexuality in the most abstract form of energy, right? Energy is at everything. Everything around us is a form of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a state of energy. It's various vibrations. It's various densities. There's various dimensions, right? And intrinsic to everything is this life force energy. So the describing energy as sexual is interchangeable with describing energy as love. It's interchangeable with describing energy with life. You know, mm-hmm. And when we start understanding that the thing that drives all life is intrinsically at its core sexual, right? Then we can start to understand the vastness of sex and sexuality and why it's something that is so important for us to study and understand, mm-hmm. because it is much bigger than just the act of engaging with another person's body. And
this is
where people are so like, so disconnected from the truth and essence and purpose and function of sexuality, because it's become all about physical sensation and not about the connection to life itself.
Mm.
There's a reason that it's through the act of sex that life is brought into this world, right? So and at the center of all healing arts, all ancient esoteric arts, was sacred sexuality. It is of the most... most well-kept secrets. There's a reason the Vatican Church suppressed sexuality. There's a reason there was a campaign to silence and do away with all the theory around sacred sexuality, because when one understands sexuality as intrinsic to the human experience and the key that unlocks our superpowers, mm-hmm. then you liberate it and you can't be controlled. And in the last couple of years with the campaign to control and colonize and have power over others, a key to that was suppressing sexuality, because anyone who is sexually liberated is sovereign, is emancipated from any system that is trying to control them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was called to, like, I was always a, like, kind of, I won't say hypersexual, but I was just always allowed to be in my sexuality, because my mom and I had a very healthy and beautiful relationship. My mom was always open about sex. She spoke to me about sex since I was in primary school, maybe grade 3 mm-hmm. already. In a way that was just like, not the birds and the bees. It's like, listen, you want to know how you got here? Your father and I had sex. You know, his penis went into my vagina, and it's a lovely experience because we did it because we loved each other, and then that's how you got here. You got here through love.
Mm.
And so, like, sex was never taboo for me.
Yeah.
At 16, I was like, because I started becoming passionate about sex, and it was this thing that I was looking forward to because I had this open discourse with my mother. But there was also a part of me that already had this desire for not just, because I was also introduced to pornography by my father at 10 years old. And I was watching pornography, and I was like, firstly, I'm not represented here.
Yeah.
Like, how I feel and how I identify, I feel like I'm not seen. I'm not him, I'm not her. So where do I fit into that? So then, you know, this kind of, how do I say, in terms of my gender identity, this displacement in what I was seeing in the binary expression and binary performance of sex, like, caused like a dysphoria in relation to the act of sex. And so there was this yearning to like really find what is the sex that's going to be my sex, you mm-hmm. know? And then at 16, I found Tantra. And Tantra is about the energetic exchange of sex. It languages sex as almost like a dance between the masculine and feminine principles of energy in the universe.
Mm.
So Tantra frames sex as everything in life is sex. Life is everything having sex with one another for life to be in constant creation. That's why we live in an infinite expanding universe, because the universe is having sex with itself. Mm-hmm. The sun and the moon and the tides, like the seasons, the push and pull of everything, the inhale and exhale of breath. Exactly. It is all sexual, mm-hmm. you know? And this is why the word sex and like things like fucking is... It's way too small to describe something.
It's diminutive. You know, it makes it so small.
Yeah. You know, it commodifies
it.
Into
what it is.
Because, and this is, so my favorite word around sex is intercourse, because it is the interplay and interpenetration of energy in and through and out of one another as we are in this constant dance of creation of life, right? So that is what I want to say on sex and sexuality for now. Then power. So we've been convinced by the patriarchal paradigm that power is like external expression. It's like I'm showing like I can do this, like I'm more powerful than you, I'm whatever. Or controlling someone else, or being, you know, being able to command people. And that's not power. True power is intrinsic power. Authentic power is the power that you have within to understand your responsibility, your ability to respond to life. A lot of people are out here being reactive because they are in, a lot of people are actually insecure and they're performing power, but they are covering up that insecurity by being reactive to everything that they're experiencing in life. Mm-hmm. But true power is peace, is being so in your truth and so in the knowledge of your truth that you can take the time to respond from your truth to every circumstance in your life. That is true power. Because true power recognizes that there is a true power in every other living thing on this planet. Every being is meant to be sovereign. I'm not meant to make decisions for another person.
Yeah.
My power is in my ability to respond. So that's an internal process. And when you start living intrinsically and you start living in your internal world and creating your internal world and really engaging with what lives within, because there's an entire universe inside of you. And when you realize that the like everything outside of you is just but a mirror, it's but a reflection of the universe that lives inside of you. And when you start harmonizing that universe inside of you, the world outside of you becomes a reflection of that harmony, of that beauty, of that abundance, of that love and that passion and that excitement. But if there's discord and chaos and all of that living inside of you, that's all you're going to engage with outside of you. Because the universe outside of you is responding to the universe inside of you. And again, there's that intercourse. It's all interpenetration energetically that is happening within the subtle fields, the energetic fields. Yeah. And so now when you combine sexuality and power, it's understanding that my understanding and mastery of sex has to start with myself. Mm-hmm. It has to start with how is my identification with the masculine and feminine principles dancing with one another in my internal world? And how am I experiencing the sensations and the, what's the word? Yeah, the sensations and the feelings related to my sexuality, you know? Because again, in the pursuit of false power, which is external power, people are seeking to understand sex through engaging with another person's body.
Yeah.
But if you don't even know what sex means to you within your body, and if you aren't fully embodied as your individuated sexual expression, it's going to be what we're seeing in the world, where people are seeking validation externally and seeking affirmation for their sexuality another person. Yeah. It's empty, you know?
Firstly, welcome to the masterclass, everyone. and secondly, this is therapeutic. This is therapy. And I can relate so much to it, but I can also learn so much from it. I often, when doing any sort of like workshops with people, you know, I always say, what is sex if it isn't physical? If you're not touching yourself, or you're not touching another person or another body or another thing, and can you find pleasure and sensuality and sexuality in just sitting, and maybe if you want to look at yourself in the mirror, or you just want to sit still and imagine all of the things, or play from the inside outwards, you know, like to just find what pleasure and senses we can play with that is not focused on just masturbation or on just on physical touch or focusing on another person. And then you can layer that up, that experience up with touch for yourself, with playing, with senses on yourself, with mm-hmm. playing with different textures and different feelings and different toys and you don't have to bring anything external into it.
Yeah.
And what that sensuality and that pleasure looks like for you before you take it to anybody else. Yeah. I mean, I thought I had discovered sexual power at a really young age because I was getting paid and getting begged by older white men, and I was like, bitch, I have the power.
Yes.
I don't think I had much power because it was so toxic for me, and it was just about like a quick fuck and transactional.
And it was the commodification of your body.
Yes.
You know? So there wasn't any true like exchange.
Yes.
You know
what I mean? No, there wasn't. And that was extremely empty.
Yeah.
But then coming into it as an adult and especially queering up my sex, and I think queer sex is just so truthful because it's not really about the gender or the other person's you know, like who you are. It's just about like how energies and how sexuality is playing and what that sex can look like. I really loved how you said you know, it's the energy and that is life itself. It is, it plays, you know, it's discourse. It's like it's intercourse of each other.
Mean,
it's like ebb and flow. Yeah. Like for me, because I can watch the world fuck itself,
yeah.
You know, I can see how plants literally penetrate the sand and then next thing they have a root.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know, that everything is sexual and,
yep.
And we find a truth when we start seeing it. And, I think we also find respect for each other and respect for each other's truths and each other's powers and that I think we'll come to sex a lot more gentle and a lot more consensual and
a lot more open to the infinite expression of sex, because this is also
yeah.
the thing. Sex has been relegated to our genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this fixation and obsession with human genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And genitalia in relation to sex is actually like not only, but the function of genitalia in sex is reproduction.
Yeah.
So if your pursuit and your intention is not reproduction for sex, there is a plethora, an infinitude of experiences and expressions that you can find in sex.
Exactly.
Like focusing on the genitalia is like saying South Africa is the world. Like I don't need to see the rest of the world because I live in this beautiful land.
Mm.
Babe, there's so much more world
so
to see.
Much.
You know what I mean? People are like they never getting to explore erogenous zones. They never getting to explore what's the word? I mean, this is quite progress from physical sex, but they never getting to explore etheric
mm-hmm.
like intercourse, you
mm-hmm.
know, where it's literally like you are penetrating one another's energy, which is it's so much deeper than just the physical penetration. Let me put it like this, like people's sexual energy oftentimes is going as far as their member, mm-hmm. as their penis, like
mm-hmm.
the sexual energy that they are like extending to share with another person is going as far as the tip of their penis.
Mm.
Whereas someone like me, I'm looking for you to penetrate my entire being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening myself up in my entirety for you to fill yourself with your consciousness and me to pour all of that back into you for us to then circuit it. So if your sexual offering to me is ending at the tip of your penis and then exploding in a little ejaculation, that's very disappointing.
It's very disappointing.
It's very like
when you were expecting, you know, a travel around the world.
You know what I'm saying?
You went to Joburg and back.
For Stanjay.
You know.
At week no niso likaiti.
Yeah, I think.
And that's not to shame anybody for that. It's just saying that, guys, there is so much more.
There is so much more. I really think, also in today, people are opening up more because sex is, you know, we are trying to undo taboos.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going, this is my truth, and fuck the world to try and like change it and suppress it and oppress it and tell me how to be, if I'm feminine, if I'm masculine, telling me what I should buy and how my sex should be and how my sex should be limited. I think we are starting to undo that and have these conversations. And I had, you know, somebody ask me if I'm open to like lucid sexual experiences, and I was like, yes, I am, but we can go further than that even, you know. And but I was quite surprised that somebody, that people are having more of these type of conversations and understanding that sex can exist in energies, you know, and you can meet me in, I can meet you in your universe, you can meet me in my universe, and we can play around and not have touched each other's bodies, you know. So for those that maybe this is so far for them, and this, it's not relatable to them, what, if you can, what are some tips to just finding your sexual energy and your sexual truth, in yourself, just sitting in yourself?
So key to me and key to what's like allowed me to really immerse myself in this journey and this pursuit of understanding sacred sexuality and remembering sacred sexuality, because it's something that's in the deep memory of human being, you know. It's something that's like ancient and that goes back to like the start of this human experience. Movement, you know, like is like we spoke about witnessing the sexual intercourse of nature and the universe all around us. The universe is moving. There's this ebb and flow. So finding the ebb and flow in yourself is key to understanding that your sexual energy is meant to circulate through your entire vessel, right? When your entire vessel becomes a sexual instrument instead of just your genitalia, that's when you start to unlock the fact that if my entire vessel can be a sexual instrument, then my entire, then I can connect to the entire universe as a sexual, like as a sexual experience, right? So movement practice, whatever that is, from yoga to Pilates, like really becoming conscious of and embodied in that practice and becoming aware of what energy is moving through my body, what is feeling really delicious, what is feeling really good, what isn't feeling so good, what do I need to release? You know, that is, catharsis is essential to healing. Right? And a lot of people are only getting catharsis from their sexual encounters, which isn't healthy because they aren't necessarily conscious of it. They're pursuing the pleasure of that release, but they aren't understanding that the pleasure is coming from releasing tension and releasing stored trauma. And if you're not consciously engaging with that, you aren't aware of where you're making space, and oftentimes you're just refilling that space with more trauma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then secondly is, I said movement and awareness. Awareness is key, like practices of becoming aware of your human experience, becoming aware that you exist on more levels than just your physical body. We are comprised of mind, body, heart, and spirit. So like there's no one right way, there's no one right path, but really finding space and time and stillness in your life to become aware of who is having this experience. What is the consciousness behind the self that is having this experience? And really allowing yourself to reflect on what has been the function and result of sex in my life. You know, where has my sex led me? What has it taught me? And where would I like it to take me, and what would I like it to teach me? Because like everything in this life, every experience we have, it's an opportunity for self-exploration and self-understanding, self-remembrance, and self-definition, you know? Our sex is a creative act. There's an artist, like the sexual arts, we don't talk about it as the sexual arts, but it's actually the sexual arts. Like all human expression is art. Like being alive, being human is art. Drama, singing, dancing, all of these things that are defined as the arts is actually just human expression. The first things we learn to do before we are required to do any work, any job, is I learn to move, I learn to talk, I learn to use my voice, mm-hmm. right? And the sharing of that in intimate and interpenetrative ways is the sexual arts, mm-hmm. is understanding how can I further my connection to everything through this art, because the sexual arts is but the arts of connection, and that is what everyone's pursuing, is true connection, because people are actually so disconnected, firstly from themselves, which is why, like I said, the start of this journey is the connection to the self, is the practice of connecting with the self, because only when you are truly connected to yourself can you truly connect with another person.
Yeah I also think that it's, we often go like, how can I find more creative energy? How can I tap into, you know, like constantly being creative, and how do I grow my business, and how do I connect with other people? That, I think, you know, can be fed by a sexual energy, by a sexual truth. When you are tapped into yourself and you know how big your sexual energy is, that feeds your creative energy, it feeds your artistry, it feeds your connection with people, that then feeds wealth, that then feeds, you know, where you are in the world, who you have connection to, how far you can go. That all stems back to this ebb and flow and this connection with each other and this seeing of each other's energies and a reflection of ourselves. So I really believe and can see how rooted our sexual energy can be, our sacred sexuality. Like it is really sacred if we can see how connected it is
to everything.
And it
to
is
absolutely
everything.
Exactly. And I just wanted to touch on it's understanding again the if you are just relying on the limited power that you have within yourself, because as a, like our body as a battery and the energetic storage facilities of ourself, of our physical vessel, is limited. It's only so much. But when you open yourself up to intercourse with the universe, which is limitless, the universe is ever expanding. Our brains can't even quantify and comprehend like the vastness of this universe. Mm-hmm. So if you start engaging in intercourse with that vastness, like I said, that's why I said we're not going to go there to immortality now.
Yeah.
But we're going to language it as limitlessness. You can tap into the limitlessness of this universal experience if you are able to allow yourself to start journeying beyond the definition of humaning, of just being, because we aren't just this vessel. Mm-hmm. We are part of the infinite whole and the ever-expanding whole of the universe. And when you start dancing with that, that's when you go, I don't need to rely on my just this limited personal energetic resources.
Just this body.
I can open up myself to the vastness of the universe and let that flow through me. People often ask me, how did you sustain that season of being on stage for 8 months in Kinky Boots, 6 days a week? I was like, it wasn't me, honey. That didn't come from just me. It got to a point where after 3 months, my energetic resources were kaput. I had nothing left. And I had to go, universe, use me as a vessel. I am your instrument. Mm. Play
Energize
with me. Energize me, honey.
Yes.
Come through me.
Yes.
You know, and that's where the most non-sexual, or the most mundane tasks can become orgasmic when you go, I am currently depleted of energy. Use me. Open yourself up. Surrender to the inflow of universal energy. And babe, that becomes a whole other experience, because then just being alive becomes orgasmic. Mm-hmm. Being a part of this human experience becomes kaklika. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. When you sit in the world and you just take it in.
Amen.
And you take yourself in.
Amen.
It, you know, like, you know how we almost like, we can have an orgasm watching the most beautiful sunset. Ugh. Because we're just like, how did you exist?
Ugh.
How did the moon know when to come?
Ah!
You know, like, and when we start doing that for ourselves as well, and we see ourselves as the sunset, we see our timing with the water and with the moon, and that we know that our body's 80% water, when we like fucking just want to like float away in the ocean, when we see the power of the ocean, we see what's underneath, we see how like massive the world is and how like limitless the world is, then we know how limitless we are.
I mean,
Chessy, I love you, and you
know, tell.
You know this, you know this deeply. You really are a healer, and you really are a teacher. If someone wants to pay you for your time and for your healing and for your energy, or to just have you on platforms and paid platforms, and have you also as a performer that, you know, just teaches and helps us transform, how do people get hold of you? Where the fuck are you?
People can follow me on Instagram at Cheshire_V_. That is my hyper feminine personification. She is the high priestess, and she's actually the expression and embodiment of my full healer archetype. And if people just want to engage with me as a tatty human being who's just basically a child, it's Chessy_B. I'm actually really quirky, but it's okay. I'm liquor. I'm fine.
You are. you are limitless.
And then if you have any professional inquiries, you can reach me at the.panthera.collective. I almost said principal because that's my radio show. the.panthera.collective@gmail.com. I will send all of this to Lauren. It will probably be,
it'll be
on
there.
Whatever it will post
be.
Of
check,
the show.
Check there by the,
so, yeah.
By the info.
Netsu.
Thank you, Chessy. I love
Thank
you.
Thank you, baby. Mwah.
Yes, sir.
Open wide. Say ah.